Do you have a voice strategy? A voice strategy, you say? What do you mean by a voice strategy? Of course, I have a voice strategy. I plan on using my voice. Oh, wait. Maybe you plan on using someone else's voice. Are you asking if I could sing? Of course, I sing in the shower. Ha ha. Oh, wait, that's not what you're talking about. What do you mean by a voice strategy? Well, very simple. You're listening to a podcast right now. There are millions of people around the world listening to podcasts every day. It is changing the way that we interact with content. Just as radio didn't go away when TV came around, it just changed modes. Podcasting won't go away because we're using more video. Instead, it's just you have to figure out a different way of using it because it's going to stay for the long term. It's the new age of radio and TV. It's podcasting and it's video. It's the same thing, same format, same idea. So if you don't have a way to reach people with your voice, then you're gonna suffer. Now, I'm not saying you should give up your video. In fact, a lot of times when you record a video, it's a great opportunity to not only just use that video, but also pull out the audio from there to then use it again for your audio strategy, for your voice strategy. But if you don't have anything planned for it, then that's not really going to work. So let's talk about a few different ways that you could use this. First, are you doing a podcast? Well, if you are, great. If not, well, then you might want to start one. It's okay. I'm using anchor.fm. It's not like I spent a ton of time and effort creating all the different channels. I basically went on their plugin and then I just set it all up. And in fact, I might even just because of that use the Anchor FM monetizing thing after this to tell you how to do it. And they'll just explain it. Woohoo! Because they actually help you monetize that when you include Anchor.fm. Second, if you're not just looking for just a simple referral strategy, maybe you also want to make money through ebooks or audiobooks. Audible is one of the largest growing segments of the industry. Second, it's great to have a podcast. I think you should do it. It's a great traffic strategy. Podcasts get a lot of attention, but you might not be able to just fully monetize your business from that. So, how do you use your voice to monetize your business? Well, if you're a content creator like me, you're probably going to have a lot of books, ebooks, things of that nature. Why not sell some of them as audiobooks? In fact, you could just go on audible.com, which is Amazon's audio version or audio division, and you could sell your book on one of the largest audio platforms in the world. Yeah, it takes some time, it takes some effort, and you're going to have to spend a little bit of additional time recording that, but it's worth the effort. So if you're looking to get additional money from that, this is a great way of doing it. One of the things that we're doing right now is we're going through some of the books that we've done in the past. And well, one, some of them we need to rewrite because of the fact they're out of date. But once we're done with that, we're also going through and we're adding the Audible version because it's so cool to finally have an Audible version. So definitely consider having an audio version for what you're doing. It'll help you generate some additional cash, and some of the stuff you've already created content for, you get to have a little leverage there and you don't have to recreate the wheel. Third, voice activated devices are one of the largest growing segments of the search industry. So Google Home, Amazon Alexa, those are some of the biggest search tools that are out there right now. People do searches all the time for basic things, and they're also starting to search more and more in-depth things. I'm starting to go on Amazon Alexa and asking all the crazy questions I used to ask Google. Because all I have to do is say, Amazon or Alexa or computer or Echo or whatever you want to call it. And you say, tell me about this crazy story that happened here. And then sometimes they'll know because they pull in stuff from Wikipedia. They also have access to different podcasts. So they could teach you. You could listen to music on there. There's a lot of different things you could do. If you start tapping into this now, it's in the early phases or the early stages. And this is a great way for you to then grow with that, with this new phenomenon. And as people continue to get lazier and lazier, they're going to want an easier way of doing things because that's why you have random occurrences now on Amazon where kids go, hey, buy this. And then they buy some $10,000 thing and their parents are mortified. So it's not all good. But at the same point, it's people are buying legitimate things off their voice search devices. So start thinking about how you can get in on that trend. So that's pretty much it. How do you use your voice? I know you're not a singer. I know you might not have some amazing deep baritone voice that's woo. I don't either. So, but that's okay. You have a voice. Use it. Start thinking about your voice strategy for 2020 and beyond, because it's going to be important. It is important, and it will continue to be important. This is Andy Nathan. Have a great day and a better week.